So, Joni.
Yes.
Let's talk about the block party. And the one thing I want to ask you before you get started is how important is it for this block party to always be on Columbia Street? Or is that just a location because it's just a location?
It's a location because it started that way before Promise was even up and running in Hudson. So it's carrying on a tradition that was going on before we came. And one of the things that's really important to the Promise neighborhood model is that you build upon the strengths of your community. You don't reinvent things that are already working well, and you really listen to your community and build from there. So that's why, if that answers your question, we're not going to take it to a new place because that's where the block party was before we came on board and started partnering to make the block party happen every year.
Yeah, answer my question. Let's talk about it. When is it? It's Saturday, right?
It's this Saturday.
What's some of the big festivities this year?
So, well, let's
Before you answer that, let me ask a quick question. Are there T-shirts?
Yeah, I'm about to say. Can we make sure we get our T-shirts?
Now, I'm gonna ask you this question, Vern.
Yeah, ask me, please.
You be the guest real fast.
I'm the guest. Okay.
Hey, Vern. Did you get your T-shirt from the last Promise event?
No, I didn't.
Were we not promised that we would be set aside T-shirts from the community cleanup?
Yep. We were.
That's funny.
Okay, gentlemen.
Oh, wait.
Right.
One more thing. Wait. You're talking about the community cleanup? I'm talking about the last block party. I got down there, and I like the AmeriCorps workers, but I didn't like them that day because they didn't have no T-shirt for me.
Yep.
You know what, Joni? They didn't even know who the hell I was.
Exactly. Me
and I was like, wait. I said, wait a minute. Do I need to get Joni over here?
Well, you will not have to worry about that this year because Tam and Kaya are in charge of the welcome table.
Okay.
And the T-shirt. So right. I'm saying that on the air so Tam, that they Kaya. Know Tam, yep. Kaya.
I wear large.
Yeah. I want 2X.
Yes, there will be T-shirts, and well, I'd like to start with what we're doing new. Usually, Vern asks me, so what's new about this year's block party or this year's event? So the first thing is that we had a banner up for the first time
ever.
That
was awesome. Can I give you a clap? I've seen that. Can I give you a clap? Now, I do want to say something about that.
Please do, because it better be about the holes.
No.
Yeah. I was wondering what was the purpose of that.
Like, I thought that was part of it. I thought you guys were being different.
Yeah, I was so
different.
Confused.
I was like, that's pretty hot.
Was that cheaper? Like,
I was going to ask, why is it on the Catskill side and not over there on the Hudson side, like when you're going up Fairview?
It was on both. Last week it was on Fairview, and this week it's on the Catskill side.
Oh, we only got one?
We got 1 week in each location, one banner.
Oh, it's a
traveling banner.
Okay.
The issue with the holes, I think there was a misunderstanding with the folks that made the banner, but it's supposed to be half moon, and they kind of did the whole moon. So it's designed that way so that the wind can blow through the banner so it doesn't... So anyway, that's
the story.
I thought
we
just
low budget.
No, no.
Thought they said, listen, we got an old banner in the back we could, throw together.
And you never want to step on anybody's creativity.
I was like, that's pretty hot. Cool. At least we got a banner.
I'm going to ask that the banner get redone for next year because that wasn't what we paid for.
Yeah, okay. I mean, a little duct tape along the back or something like that.
It's two-sided.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But anyway, so back to the block party. This year we have some new partners that we're really excited about, one being the Columbia County Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
We will have officers present and interacting with the community, doing some child-friendly activities and giveaways. They're going to be giving out a boo-boo bear, which I think is very sweet. Like when kids get hurt, you put it in the freezer.
I got you. That type of thing. Cool.
And we have some officers actually from the community that will be participating with the sheriff's office. Is the sheriff coming as well? I think he was going to... No.
He said he's going to try.
Okay.
But he is... I believe they're doing the funeral.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
But we will have representation, which is great. That's the first time ever. We will also have, obviously, many child-friendly and family-friendly activities. The infamous dunk tank is coming back this year.
That was cool last year.
With some additional water sports because last year was so hot. Mm-hmm. Also, for the first time, now this might not seem like a big deal to some people, but to us it is, we will have a tent This is the first time we'll have a large tent so that everyone can eat under the tent and not be burning up in the sun. So that will be there as well. We're going to bring the block party in a little bit this year and make it a little more compact so that it's not so spread out, because we have two full blocks from second all the way to front. So we're going to tighten everything up a little bit this year. So one, that we can hear announcements from the DJ booth, and also so that we just, you know, feel more like a close-knit community. Also, there will be the healthcare consortium is coming with a very large blow-up colon to raise awareness about colon cancer, so that'll be also a new addition.
Wait, what? Hold on. Yeah, I wasn't just gonna just breeze past.
I let it go because I knew you would take it.
They're gonna bring an enlarged colon?
Yes, it's a blow-up colon. It's probably gonna be bigger than one of the bouncy houses. It's huge.
But what is the purpose of this?
You can walk through the colon.
Oh my gosh.
And learn about the risks of colon cancer. So that's the cancer services at the healthcare. You have to come and see.
I'm definitely gonna come. I just like
Holly
Hedgepeth
is gonna be running the
Holly. I'm just wondering how that phone call went. Like, you know, we just need the biggest colon you have. and we need it by the block party.
I won't be able to tell you till the day of.
That'll be interesting. Like. So, you know, if you were on the fence about going, this is your big ticket item to why you should be there.
Of course. Well, and then we have the regular, you know, everything is free. Hot dogs, hamburgers, you know, food, face painting, everything. The whole day is free and open to the public. Bouncy houses. The safe child IDs as well will be there. We'll be doing tug of war, different, you know, three-legged races, contests like that, which will most of these will be staffed by. Oh, that's right. We're going to have a volleyball game going on.
Volleyball?
Maybe. Yep.
Volleyball?
Yep. We got it. We have a, that's going to be Saria's thing.
After the Olympics, you're going to have volleyball? I'll be there.
Yeah, so it's always a great day. It's one of our favorite times of the year. Just bringing everyone together, having a good time. And yeah, we hope to see everyone there. 12 to 5 this Saturday on Columbia and 2nd. You won't be able to miss us.
Are you guys going to have them veggie burgers again? Because them veggie burgers was good. I got one by accident last year.
Yep, veggie burgers.
Yeah, I need a regular.
Now, you won't even know. You won't know.
Trust me, I'm going to know.
You won't know. You don't even like hamburger.
I know, but
huge shout out to Larry Walker, who always does the grilling for us. He volunteers his time bringing the girls up there. And, yeah, so thanks to him as well.
All right. Well, I'm excited. We will be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, I have.
Long as my shirt is there.
Yeah, I need my shirt this time.
Have a.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I'm gonna wear my shirt as I walk through the colon to check everything out.